Hi, I just wanted to share with you two pages of a book that is called The Way of Mastery, particularly the Way of the Heart, which is volume one. This is a channeled work by Yeshua, Jesus, through Chaim. I find that these two pages are really insightful, and that they are holding a very profound teaching that has very practical implications that we can start now practicing. So I'm going to read the text, and then I'll mention, you know, I'll highlight the teaching and, you know, the experience that we can gain from doing this practice, which is an invitation. So here are the words of Yeshua. I promise you this. If you become wholly committed to awakening from the dream you have dreamt since the stars first began to appear in the heavens, and if your one desire is to be only what God created, then lay at the altar of your heart, with every breath, everything you think you know, everything you think you need, and look lovingly upon every place that fear has made a home in your mind, and allow correction to come. It will come, regardless of how you experience it. It will come, and the day and the moment will rise, and all of your pain and fear and suffering will have vanished, like a wind that pushes the foam of the wave away, revealing the clarity of the ocean beneath you. You will literally feel throughout your being that there was never a dream. Some memories might remain with you, and you will only know that somewhere you must have dreamt. Somewhere you must have dreamt a dream, or had a thought of wondering what it would be like to be other than the way God created you. But it will be such a faint echo that it will leave no trace upon you. In your heart, you will smile gently, regardless of the circumstances in which you find yourself. There will be peace from the crown of the head to the tips of your toes, and that peace will walk before you wherever you go. It will enter a room before you, and it will enter a room before you enter it with a body. And those who are becoming sensitive will wonder who has come into their place. And some will even say, behold, I believe Christ has come for dinner. And you will be that one, for that is who you are, Christ eternal, Yeshua. So this is the teaching, this is the promise, and in these two pages is laid out a method, a technique, a process that you can use every second of your life to wake up from the dream of the illusions. If you analyze the words of the Christ, he's saying that we started to dream. Hold on a second, I'm going to read it back at you, to you. We started to read, to dream. If you become wholly committed to awakening from the dream you have dreamt since the stars first began to appear in the heavens. Okay, if we follow the Bible, the stars appear on the day four of creation. The Hebrew letter for the day four is Dalet. Dalet is a door, a doorway. So we have been dreaming, and we have created a world of dreams through which we have gone through that door. And we are the result of the dreams that we are dreaming about ourselves, about others. We have entered through this door, this gateway into the world, the realm of dreaming. And it's hellish. It's a nightmare, let's face it. And why we are dreaming? Because we had the idea of how would it be like if I am something other than what God, Source, created me to be in the first term. And so we had to start an entire creative process of dreaming ourselves to be someone and something that we are not. And this eventually created the ego system. It created a line of thought and also created needs. And as a result of thoughts and needs, which are illusory because they belong to the world of dreams, we are stepping away from who we truly are. We are pretending to be the character in the dream that we have created because God gave us creative capacities. But rather than being in alignment with who we are as God intended us to be, we stepped out of alignment, and so we started creating distortions, distorted dreams, because we are not in reality. We have to be dreaming because we are stepping away from reality. As a result of this process of falling into the dreams, we need to create a thought system, a system of thoughts, thought patterns, thought structures that are going to be holding the dream in place. It is a lot of effort to actually not be who you truly are. And this is why we are always exhausted. And eventually we get sick and eventually we die because we get freaking tired of having to recreate this groundhog day, every day the same. I'm creating and recreating myself with my dramas, myself with my fights with my brothers and sisters, having to hold the views, having to feel that I have to be right, I have to be righteous. I am right, you are wrong, I'm a victim, you are an abuser. And we are creating all these dramas in the dream world because we are pretending to be something other than what God created us to be, because ultimately we are not even accepting who we are as God created us to be. Possibly because it is too glorious and we feel deep down, you know, ashamed, as if we don't deserve to be who we are. And so we have to recreate other things. And so this teaching is telling us, if you lay in the altar of your heart what you think you know, everything you think you know about a given situation, and all of the needs that you think you have in relation to that situation, and also, if you look inside of you to discover where fear has made a home in your internal landscape, and if you surrender all of this gently and lovingly in the altar of your heart, requesting correction, that is, requesting God, Source, Yeshua, whoever you believe is there helping you, requesting correction for this belief that has made you dream a dream that is not true, the promise of Yeshua is correction will come. You may not know how, but correction is going to come gently into your reality, washing away all these hellish, nightmarish dreams, all the thoughts, all the beliefs of your needs, and all the fears that you have inside of you that are making you sick, making you fight your brothers and sisters, and making you be less than what you truly are, which is Christ eternal. So when I read this, I said, wow, this is a very powerful practice. And I started doing it, and I continue to do it. And I hope I will continue to do it to really clear my internal landscape from all the places within me where I'm holding fears, where I'm dreaming to be something other than what I am, and where I am also seeing others as something else than what they truly are. So I hope this invitation and this teaching also inspires you to practice and to see whether you actually start feeling much, much clearer. And the promise at the end of the pages that Yeshua is highlighting is that we are going to be settling into this peace that surpasses all understanding. We are going to be holders and bringers of this Christ-like peace that comes with a peaceful heart when this heart knows who he or she really is, as God created us to be. And we are ultimately part of this divine, you know, we are sparks of this divine source. So we are not, you know, like a little poor creation. We are part of this source that is creating us to be who we truly are in essence. So this is the invitation. I hope it helps you, and sending you many blessings. Bye.